So I've been at people's houses, you know, where they, you get home, you daven early Shabbos, Friday afternoon, and then you think, okay, you're going to start the meal early, and then you get to the host's house, and you're about to start Kiddush, and then there's a distraction, etc., etc., and then you end up not starting for an hour, and then I've been at houses where the host then just delays for no reason. Is there any reason for this? What's going on over here? So, delaying, is it supposed to start early, delay? Well, what's this all based upon? So there's a Shulchan Aruch that says, very interesting, Makadimin was Spal Arvis Yosim Rebim Mosachol. Friday night you could daven early, which we know is the concept of early Shabbos. Umi Plag HaMincha, from Plag HaMincha, Yocho LaHadlik, LaKabo Shabbos, Betfilos Arvis, Olecho Miyad. So that's very easy. Sounds like you accept upon yourself early Shabbos, so you have a summer zman, and you have a 7 o'clock mincha, and shkia is at 8 o'clock. Let's say, so you're davening mincha at 7 o'clock. Fine, and then what happens? You accept upon yourself Shabbos, and then says shulchan v'lecho miyad. Sounds like you could eat right away. Everything is fine. You make early Shabbos. You go home. You eat. All is good in the world. Comes along the Beis Yosef and says, "Well, I don't get it. How are you allowed to eat right away? What's the problem? You haven't said Kriya Shema yet." What's the response to that?
Make a Shlihah Shema.
Wait, 1 second. You did say Kriya Shema.
But you said it earlier.
One second. So early. So the answer to the Beis Yosef is you did say Kriya Shema. And in fact, that's what the Beis Yosef answers. I don't get it. Okay, so I didn't say Kriya Shema later on yet, but I said Kriya Shema. I accepted upon myself Shabbos, therefore what? It's nighttime already, or it's now Shabbos, so I said Kriya Shema already. What are you bothering me for? Mm-hmm. In general, you're not allowed to eat before Kriya Shema. Here I said Kriya Shema. I happen to have said Kriya Shema at 7:20, and Shki is not till 8 o'clock, but fine, who cares? So that's what the Beis Yosef says. According to the Beis Yosef, there would be no need for a Chabura. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says something absolutely astounding, but it's very, very chumradic. He says, in Reish Samach Zayin, he writes that, he says, Al Koponim, Hanohagin Lispalo Arvis Be'erev Shabbos, someone who davens Marv early in Erev Shabbos, Mi Ba'od Yom. What does Mi Ba'od Yom mean? So presumably before Shkia, after Plag, right? Presumably. Okay. Mikol Makom, Mishiagia Chatzi Shah. Samach was man Kriya Shema, Osra Vahaska Lecho, Dehemo Nafki Klau, but Kriya Shema Di Mama. So if you go home at 7 o'clock, you daven at 7 o'clock and Shki is not too late, and you make it home at 7:30, 7:45, you make Kiddush right away, no problem at all. If you delay a couple of minutes, in other words, kids have to, get to the table, they have to set up their parsha, you have to still set up the table a few minutes, and now it's already, let's say, 8:20. Okay, so you're past Shkia, you're within arguably a half hour to Tzeisak Kol Chavim already. Now, guess what? You need to stop, according to the Magen Avraham, and wait a whole another half hour. That's wild. Because according to the Magen Avraham, once you are within a half hour of Tzeisak Kol Chavim, which in a Shkia was 8, so let's say it's about 8:45, 8:55 is the earliest time of Tzeis, yeah? So you have to be Choshesh for that. So in other words, if you don't start right away when you get home, you have to wait another 45 minutes or so. That's tremendous Chumrah. So is there any way to understand this Magen Avraham? How are we going to get out of this Magen Avraham? Is there any way? It seems to be that now everyone has to wait until, either Tzeisak Kol Chavim. If you don't make Kiddush right away, you're now stuck waiting an extra hour. So the Yad Ephraim says, well, how are we going to explain this? Didn't you already daven Kriya Shema? Right? We said you said daven Kriya Shema already. So what are you waiting? Oh, you're now going to start eating before Kriya Shema. But you said Kriya Shema. Okay, so granted it's within a half hour now of the next Kriya Shema, but you did Kriya Shema already. Says the Yad Ephraim, you know what the Magen Avraham means? He means like this. He says, since during the week we never daven Marv so early, so your Marv that you daven Friday night doesn't count as a Kriya Shema that will now allow you to eat. So in other words, If you yes, you daven Maariv already. Yes, it's Friday night already because you accepted Shabbos an hour early, right? But that doesn't count as the Kriya Shema, which is your Kriya Shema, because on a Tuesday night you would never do this. On a Wednesday night you would never do that. According to the Yad Ephraim, this Magen Avraham stays as his Chumra. According to the Yad Ephraim, guess what? If you don't make a Kiddush right away, you are stuck waiting another hour. You ever do this? You get home, you look at the clock, and now you say, oh man, I wasted time. I took a schmooze with someone outside my house. Now you got to wait a whole another hour. That's crazy. Your wife's going to kill you because the whole point of davening early is what? So the kids should go to bed, right? And you can get kids to bed on time. Here you're going to be stuck waiting a whole another hour. Fortunately, there's a Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, no. You're totally botching this Magen Avraham. And the Tosefta Shabbos is like this as well. The Magen Avraham, you know what he means? He means if you daven Maariv before Plag HaMincha. I'm going to repeat that because that's crazy. If you daven Maariv before Plag, you can't, right? There is some shita out there that says if you daven with the tzibur and it's a shasat chak, and perhaps maybe it works. So it may work for Shabbos, but you know what the Magen Avraham says? If you daven Maariv before Plag, so in other words, Plag is 7 o'clock. Minyan was supposed to be at 7 o'clock, but you davened at 6:30. So you're crazy. You accepted Shabbos so early. You're so excited to accept Shabbos. You accepted Shabbos a half hour earlier than you could have. Yeah? But according to that shita, now you're stuck with this Magen Avraham. Now you come home, you haven't said Kriya Shema. What do you mean you said Kriya Shema by Maariv? Yeah, but that was too early to say Kriya Shema because that's even before Plag HaMincha. But in every other situation, in other words, our regular early Shabbos case, do you have a problem according to this Prima Gadim? No, you don't have a problem at all because we daven Mincha and Maariv, we daven Maariv Friday night in the early Shabbosim after Plag. So therefore,
the earliest was Plag.
I thought the earliest was Plag also. Says the Prima Gadim, you know what the Magen Avraham is talking about? Based on there's one sheet later on that says you can accept Shabbos earlier before Plag if you need to, and it's at Tzibur, and there's a certain exceptions. That's the only case the Magen Avraham is talking about. The Prima Gadim basically takes the Magen Avraham and throws it out the relevant window, right? Because it's completely irrelevant then. This Magen Avraham has nothing to do with anything. In other words, there's no reason. You come home Friday night, 7 o'clock was Plag, 8 o'clock is Shkia, you don't start your meal till 8:20 or 8:30, it's a half hour before it says, you didn't say Kriya Shema, you said Kriya Shema only earlier on, you haven't said it again, not a problem, just eat right away. So how do we paskin? So you look at the Mishnah Berurah, hoping that he paskins like this Magen Avraham, and unfortunately, no luck. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're machmir. Look at this. This is not like far-fetched chumras. Listen to what he says. He says, Yesh li zoher, you should be careful. Oh, sorry, a few words earlier. Im la'achar shespal at Maariv, so you get home, you're schmoozing with your friend outside your house, you don't go into your house right away, and now all of a sudden it's within a half hour to tzeis, which is very normal when Mincha's at 7 and Shkia's at 8, it's very normal, you don't start your meal till 8:20, and then you're already a half hour within tzeis. Yesh li zar shelo lahaschu lecho, ele yamtin ad erev v'yachzer v'yikru krishma b'lo brachas v'achach yochel holo harbe poskim lo yotzi dechovas krishma kodem lele. You're stuck, you have to wait another 45 minutes. Miu, he says, I know like lahakol b'ze ein limchos b'yado d'yeshu amiyas l'smoch. Yeah, if you're not machmir about this, you have people to rely upon, but ideally, if you're a Mishnah Berurah Jew, you're a Chachila Jew, and you know, the houses that I've been at, I've heard people are machmir on this, but you know what's, people are machmir. Mishnah Berurah says, you have to wait another 45 minutes. Your guests are going to kill you, your wife's going to kill you, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And in fact, Shmir Shabbos Kulchas, it doesn't help you out either. He says, same thing. He says, you have to wait until the nightfall. First say Kriya Shema, v'kaddish, and then make Kiddush. Then he said, not the biggest deal, not the biggest deal to be Mako. But Lamaisi seems to be that you should be Machmer according to this. So do we have any way out? So the. Kiddush and Shul is all a separate problem. You're not really Yotze in Kiddush. In Shul, and Kiddush is going to be a whole another problem. You're right. Really, your kid should drink the Kiddush and Shul. Correct. So kids, and that's not relevant. You could hear your Kiddush there, but we're talking about you want to have your meal. You want to have chicken soup and the challah already.
You're saying Kiddush at a certain time. But
you're saying, how are they allowed to say Kiddush and Shul?
No, I'm saying that covers you for later.
It may cover you for later, but you still, right now, you're going to eat before Kriya Shema, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, so when you have problems. So according to that, you can't start your meal before within a half hour before Shkia. It says, if you haven't said Krishma, you said Krishma earlier, Magen Avraham says that Krishma doesn't count. Fortunately, the Aruch HaShulchan saves us a little bit. He likes the Prima Gadim, and he brings the Prima Gadim down. Sounds like he follows the Prima Gadim, which would mean the Magen Avraham was only talking about an obscure case where he davened Marav before Plag, totally irrelevant. But he brings down both sides, but at least he seems to hold of the Prima Gadim a little bit. Fortunately, I saw final Mar Makom is the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovetz Halachos. Look what he writes. He saves us all. He says, he brings down all the shitas. He quotes Mr. Bruce Machmir. He quotes Aruch HaShulchan, okay, maybe there's room to rely upon. And then he quotes Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, the author of the Sefer. He writes, he says, okay, but maybe you should be machmir. Then he writes, "Umarenu v'Rabenu Shlita," referring to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, "Amar shenoagu lahakol bezeh ad kan daito." Noagu lahakol bezeh. I guess the minhag is that the oil is mekel. You know, I've very heard of anyone being machmir for this. If you are machmir for this, you have to really be very conscious of the time. You have to run into your house. You know, most times you daven early Shabbos. Tell your wife, we got to start right away. You know, she's not going to like that. Or you have to then wait an hour later. So if you're within that hour window, might as well go to the second minion. Exactly. It defeats the whole purpose of early Shabbos. He says he room to be Mako, but you should just know there's a chumra. I'll tell you, you know, off once off the tape, I'll tell you what Meister Shoya.
Let's say if you're davening the whole week, then what? Then you could do it.
If you're davening the whole week at Plag. Yeah, but most people don't daven Marv after Plag the whole week. There's only a few minyanim that actually do that. So if you're right, if you do, then maybe there's room to rely upon.